For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. The arts and culture and stories of at least four continents are represented this week in the arts and culture scene of Lexington. Here to run down the list with us is Rich Copley, who covers arts and culture, of course, for the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, Tuvan throat singing. Now, from what I understand, this essentially comes out of Central Asia?
It comes out of southern Siberia. And the group that it's coming is Hunhur 2, and they're being brought here as part of the Arts Asia Festival at the University of Kentucky. And they practice throat singing, which is sort of an ancient form of music meant to kind of evoke the landscape and nature in that part of the world. So it's sort of a very unique, in a way, ethereal and also very natural sound that they produce.
Another continent altogether, way south of the U.S. border, comes the group Quarteto Vivace Brazil, which, of course, features Brazilian music, and they're performing.
They had one of the funnest how we got together stories that I've heard in quite a while. Two of the older members of the group basically started out serenading pretty young ladies in their hometown in Brazil. A guitarist and a flutist, they would go out and play under the bedroom window, and if everything went well, a light would come on, and the girl and the family would invite them in, and they'd have some wine and food and play a little bit more for them. So on this tour, coming to the Singletary Center for the Arts on Sunday night, they're playing everything from Bach and Astor Piazzolla to some of the tunes that they were playing under pretty girls' windows back in Brazil.
Now, this next story is much heavier. It's being performed by players over at the Bluegrass Community and Technical College. It's based in a Congolese brothel in Africa, of course.
It is. It's a play by Lynn Nottage called Ruined, and it won the 2009 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. And it is it's a tough subject matter about women in this brothel in the Congo. You know, it represents taking on a very tough and sophisticated script for BCTC, but they've really shown a willingness to do that.
And this final story, Rich, that is being told by players in downtown Lexington this weekend, is about two men who have to deal with the consequences of their actions, and it's based in Chicago.
It's based in Chicago. It's, you know, it's got elements of police procedural dramas, but goes well past that. The hook of A Steady Rain, sort of the public hook of it, has been that it alludes to a situation with the Jeffrey Dahmer case, where one of his victims had actually escaped from him and was found by some people who called the police. This script alludes to that, but it also tells a much larger story of these two guys who have been friends for life, but how, you know, decisions that they make as police officers and as people sort of unravel their lives and their careers in the course of a couple of months during a summer.
And it's taking place, of course, the production's taking place at Natasha's in downtown Lexington, a nice intimate venue there.
Yes.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Find out more about what's going on this weekend by referring to the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. All the events are outlined there. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.